Increase identity problems. Increase identity problems. We've been listening to you, and you've been telling us that you had identity problems.
Identity.
Power hurled headlong, flaming from the ethereal sky. Hideous ruin and combustion, bound to bottomless perdition.
Oh my God,
I got some more.
Oh God, so flat landscape.
Coming for a landing.
I was in Tron.
Very interested in what you call radio.
Okay.
Radio.
It's all there. Radio. Radio.
We're getting a little off course.
It's all there. Radio. Radio.
We're getting a little off course.
Hey, radio.
Radio.
Wait a minute. And you know what? This was the music they played in that world. My mom used to listen to Wobbly and Negative and Power when she was a teenager. I had no idea the band was that old.
Talking recently about how I was in Petrolia.
Let's argue about this.
This music is terrible. No one wants to get it.
It's terrible. Why are you playing? It's more like really angry.
Is there anything you guys can't talk over? This is the most annoying stuff I can come up with. You're just like freezing right through it. Like
freezing.
Are we already talking about JFK?
But then there is stereophonic sound like this. The drum. The oboe.
That's it. Got it. That's
the leg. The cymbal. Enables you to locate the instruments in the orchestra. The trumpet.
I worry about money a great deal, and I worked awfully hard to give you and the children a comfortable life, and I don't want to see all of my energies and all of my youth wasted.
I don't think it is a play.
My fault that you didn't get a raise.
Jim, come here. You have to hear this.
I wish to God I'd never told you that damn thing.
I wish to God I'd never met you.
I'm so cute.
It's like perfect for the grounding.
I know.
Squire. It's the Woody on the paneling. It's beautiful. And I blew the engine, but this has got a 302.
It sounds like the elevator.
Support transmission.
Have you seen my goblins?
So much like the set of drawings.
Hey, have you seen my goblins?
Just button me up and I'll find your garters.
You know, I wish you wouldn't leave that because of the engine. I hate the smell.
That's truly strange.
Like an old woman, here are your lousy garters. On the coast of Coromandel, where the early pumpkins grow, in the middle of the woods,
my God, it's Sweeney's nurse. Oh, God, turn it off. Turn it off. What if they can hear us?
That's just some sort of poetry show.
No, it was Sweeney's nurse. I've talked with her in the park. I know her voice very well. She must have been reading to their little girl.
Don't be silly. Calm down.
They live in 17C.
Like the media.
We must be
everywhere.
Apartments.
Can they hear us? And I actually know
I'm tired of living singly on this coast. So quiet.
Well, exactly. I just have trouble relaxing now. These fishing stuff is just not the same. It doesn't bring the same satisfaction. Yeah, I don't know. Probably help the drugs for that, I'm sure.
Try something else. You owe me $5.
Yeah. It's crazy. What is this? Let's go back. Let's go back to where I was from.
Try something
have some more
sand. Is that in Israel,
my God. 1995? I made enough for an army.
This is
a
actually a close back.
That's Margaret Fuller in 11E. I knew she was giving a party. I saw her stocking up in the
base anthrax here.
Isn't this too divine?
$2 a bottle.
Try something else.
On the black market?
See if you can get 18C.
Which is pretty fierce in this country now. This kind of art form becoming more and more popular. Shows in Berlin.
Yeah, exactly.
Sri Lanka, there was a show last year.
Yeah, I remember these days.
Not a hat, it's a love affair.
God.
So what happened? What's the most important target?
Wrap him up.
Bob.
He was my
stop.
His hands just died.
The original Christmas thing. So how are you going to do it?
I don't want Bob's pillow up.
Well, I don't know. I think
Didn't I want it one more time?
Wait, that's not working.
Then again,
I can't believe you can be so damn irresponsible.
Yeah, this friend
of mine that kind of stole this book for me in Austin. In the fucking nose. And, like, he had this weird thing where, like, I think he was, like, tripping. He got, like, pizza to me. He was just tripping. He didn't even order it. And, like, it was Miss Incredible Pizza Slut showed up.
With your own drawing.
Yeah, and he drew a picture of it. And it's too much work after.
So what are you going to do with this nice book? This wonderful,
this wonderful first edition. I don't know. It's in 1996. No, wait. There it is. 1996.
Something,
right?
Charlie,
does it say that?
I don't feel like myself.
Where is the end of the world?
Sometimes there are about 15 minutes in a way where I feel like myself.
Oh my God.
I don't want to go to another doctor.
For 2 years too late, 1996.
But I just don't feel like myself, Charlie.
Oh, this is the old
I just never feel like
what
myself.
Are you doing this
really hard to explain.
Typical. Leave it to you to find an excuse for such a thing. I mean, really, who cares? Who cares?
Oh, this is the old one. What are you doing to this animal?
It's really hard to explain.
I just think
I'm doing a little bit of emergency surgery. It was a parrot, tonight. As you can see from the color, it's very sick.
Yeah.
And on top of all that, it had an accident.
And you're putting it in
the doing it back up. I just did a little bit of emergency propane restoration surgery. These beans are 100% non-toxic. There's absolutely no environmental
situations
whatsoever.
Okay, so you're on mushrooms and you're talking to Michael Pepe. It's Michael Pepe who's watching right now.
Well, we were like, both of us like, blah, 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 blah.
Of course. That.
He was so
really?
And I said something.
No, I got in a knife fight on the Lower East Side with my ex-wife.
Wait,
don't.
She stabbed you?
In more ways than one.
The Hangman's News. The Hangman's Trade is so old.
Come get me.
I make that. It's 12? No, it's 14.
And it's 3, 9
flavors.
14. Do they feel the pain of the hangman?
It's over in just a second. Or,
do they feel the pain?
In worst case, I think 43 minutes is
what
we're
record.
But
okay.
So the point is, we didn't make an example out of it. I mean, we have chaos.
Lunch?
We can't have chaos
today?
In our hands.
I can't. I'm in the midst of something.
No, like
I'll call you.
They don't really feel pain.
Right.
Like that?
Bye.
No, they haven't inflicted, though. That's for goddamn sure.
This is it. This is what it comes to. This.
Jim walks 15 feet. Hurry, Mr. Osborne is beating his wife. They've been quarreling since 4 o'clock, and now he's hitting her. Go up there and stop him.
Don't you touch me again. I'll kill you, Frank. I swear I'll kill you. I'll see you dead.
You don't have to listen.
listen to this sort of thing, you know? It's indecent. It's like looking into people's windows. I bought that damn radio. Give you some pleasure. I paid a great deal of money for it.
What's the buzz?
I thought it would make you happy. I wanted to make you happy. Look at you.
Don't quarrel with me. All of the others have been quarreling all day long. They're all worried about money. Mrs. Hutchinson's mother is dying of cancer in Florida, and they don't have enough money to send her to the Mayo Clinic. At least, Mr. Hutchinson says they don't have enough. And Mr. Hendricks is being laid off in April, and Mrs. Hendricks is being just horrid about the whole thing. And that woman who plays the Chopin is having an affair with the handyman, and Mr. Osborne is beating Mrs. Osborne.
Don't listen to it. Turn it off.
For the past year, I've been sneaking into the Trenton, New Jersey exclusion zone to photograph the robot still there.
Look at that. Just putting it in for the first time. Feel the joy.
That was awesome.
All the bots that actively rebelled, of course, were either destroyed or resubjugated. So most of what's left is totally inoperable.
Think about this one.
But here and there, you'll find some bots that are partially functional. This vending bot on Broad Street still serves Dr. Pepper. This one is still trying to grow plants. But what's really captured my attention are the Bungla droids, the robots made in Bangladesh. My great-great-grandfather was from Bangladesh. I've never been. Rising sea levels flooded the country before I was born. It's easy to forget that there was a brief period where the majority of the robots in the world were being manufactured in Bangladesh. But the Bungla droids, they remember where they're from. You just have to be patient.
Like a sun-flooded night, void speech or sound.
Fragments of poetry. And not just random poetry. The poems of Rabindranath Tagore, the Bengali poet, artist, anti-colonial activist, and Nobel Prize winner. Sometimes in English.
Where the clear stream of reason has not lost its way into the dreary desert sand of dead habit.
Sometimes in Bengali. And this one plays a recording of Tagore himself from the 1930s. But my favorite is on top of a building on Jackson Street.
Anyone can match for me.
I love me more than
I'll admit, your love for you is greater than my love for you. Your love for you is greater than my love for you, although your love for me is not as great as my love for me. My love for me is greater than your love for you.
You can get all those soldiers raising the American
flag. As much as you love yourself, I love me twice as much.
And they're raising a little tiny My Heart Me.
To do because we're already up there at like 501. I love me.
I'm going to go to the next one.
show. Although we'll clean up in a moment here.
We'll clean it up in a moment.
Look at it.
Yeah.
It just feels good. You know when you're a kid and you hear your voice on a tape recorder for the first time? And it's you fall in love with it.
It's pretty
pretty horrifying.
Well, the Hitler stuff too was at the same time, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was the same day. That was another moment, yeah, when we all kind of relaxed.
God, man. Coffee is the great incentivizer in the office. It's a drug. It's quite literally a drug that speeds people up. It's not the only drug that speeds people up. You hear stories? Before everybody knew how bad cocaine was. God, man. But, blech. I hate it. But, blech. I hate it. I think the main difference between me and Donald Trump is that I get no pleasure out of saying the words, you're fired. You're fired. You're fired. He just makes people sad, and an office can't function that way. No way.
You're fired.
I think if I had a catchphrase, it would be, you're hired, and you can work here as long as you want. But that's unrealistic, so...
You know, I,
Thank you for all the consumer goods.
Really, you're laughing. Excuse me for laughing. But I just spent the most wonderful half hour I've ever spent in my life. I was listening to my own radio show. And I don't know, I was so calm at those. I said so many funny things. Oh, I know what you're thinking. The bad show. I'm the first one to admit it. I talk about it all the time. I see that. Now, look at Bob. Your song is out, and that's 70. You see, I'm running the show. I'm the boy. My tone, I'm running it, whether it's good, bad, or anything.
Well, that's what the critics said about your last show.
What?
Bob was good, Jack was bad, and the audience was indifferent.
Well, anyway, this show that I'm going to do...
Jack!
What is it, Bob?
Jack, I want to talk to you a minute.
What is it?
Well, I just heard that you talked with the producer, and there's a possibility of my song being out of this show.
Yeah, well, look, Bob, the reason for that is, see, the show is very, very long, you see, and we had to make up our minds whether we take out your song or my joke, you see, and then we thought we would do what was best for the show.
Oh, well, then my song is in.
No, no, Bob, we felt that it would be much more important, you see, to leave in my jokes.
You mean your jokes are more important than my song?
Yes, yes. My jokes stay in and your song goes out.
Well, that's like keeping the smog and throwing away Los Angeles.
Keeping the smog and throwing away Los Angeles.
Pretty clever line, is it?
Yeah.
What's in my next TV show? I'm on TV 5 times a week.
A bad show.
Yes. Silly and stupid and boring.
Mom.
I don't know. What's the matter?
I do. He's a self-important little dictator.
You'd think I'd seen Adolf Hitler or something. Boy, it was an awful feeling.
Have you ever had the feeling that you knew what someone was going to say just before he said it? Or have you ever walked into a strange room and had the sensation that you'd been there before? Well, if you have... you've taken a small step beyond.
Be quiet! Own!
Why won't you try? Are you afraid to try? Are you afraid it won't work? that you'll have to give up this fantastic superstition? It's all great ego gratification, doesn't it? Makes you feel like a god, doesn't it? It makes you feel great, doesn't it? That's why you won't test it.
But then he went right on talking, and when I did look, he was right there. Alive as ever.
They taped that program a week ago.
To get a PB. Works for you, perfect.
Suppose you were a little girl. And I told you to take a deep breath.
Take a shovely bucko.
And try to blow out the sun.
Yes, got sad, man. You appreciate it. You, Zangu.
Yeah, wouldn't those two unconnected events make you feel guilty?
Like 1 minute PB. I actually almost got a minute barrier TV in 70 Star.
I wonder what
57. Not 56.
Man, Floyd would have to say about this.
I'd love to do it for 16, because 16 is my time. Of any of the categories in this one. So, like, of my times, obviously. Thank you guys for the follows. By the way, I appreciate it.
How complex.
Dude, if we get to 6,000, my best partner push.
It has been compared to the atom bomb.
I appreciate you being here.
Whose two elements, when kept apart, are perfectly harmless.
Oh, it did? How you jerked
the. So it is with the conscious and the subconscious.
I didn't realize
how the human mind.
Oh, yeah, Tile. We're on the front page.
I did not. That's so wrong.
Yo, Tabby, what's good? I love that one.
You can tell yourself the electrical marvel, AM and FM. I'm sorry. I can't rationalize it. But I want it to be more than an electric spark. All by ourselves. Right here in this little room. We have just dumped man's deepest hopes into the garbage can. No more than a radio receiver. A what? A stomp changer. A stomp changer. Receiver. Maybe you're no more than a radio receiver. A what? Maybe you're no more than a radio receiver. A what? Maybe you're no more than a radio receiver. A what? A stomp changer. All it is an electrical impulse. An electric spark?
4 minutes. 4 hours. 4 years. Who knows what time really is? We dream complete experiences in seconds. So they say a drowning man relives his entire life in a moment. There have been many investigative cases of the miraculous transportation of persons or things over great distances in an instant. Like it's called teleportation. It has something to do with the still unsolved laws of time and space. All we know is that the facts of this story were carried by the news services to every newspaper in the country.
Had a brief encounter with the world of the unknown. You are
are ready for the actual human experience to follow. We got a show to do today.
Getting weaker. Not much longer. No air.
Very nice. Beautiful. Look at that blue. Yeah, I know. It's gorgeous. All these little blues, little babies.
Stop.
I want to see some more.
One, two.
Tom? What is it? John, come on!
He's found pockets of resistance.
Getting weaker. Not much longer.
High school. We go to Rob, and his handle on that was something that for me was fun to adapt to. Yeah, that's the idea. I mean, I'm always fascinated that, you know, in the fact that we have parts of our brain that understand and recognize the human form, and we're so used to looking at people that if you alter it just a little bit to one degree or another, then you get this kind of uncanny, uncomfortable, even somewhat quirky sensation. And that's what we're after with this, is a sense of wrongness.
Start with my feet.
Let's see, now it's getting weird. But there's a lot of sound design on all the episodes, but especially this one. You know, a lot of times when you work in low budget world, so much of it is about what you hear and what you imply. So in that particular moment where we hear something happening inside the room, I always intended there to be something that sounds a little more dramatic.
Man, I heat up his harrows.
Blah, 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 blah. And I mean it, Rob. You're a genius. If you were right here, I'd kiss you. Or I think he's a genius. Let me just stop right there, okay?
You're going to be on the show?
Yeah. There are no gods.
I mean, it's great. It's great. Leave them wanting less, I think is our motto.
Burning on this one.
there. Oh, man. That's a good flash up in the
Watch out!
This is my daddy's 20-gauge double barrel, side-by-side. Gave it to me when he died. It's got two triggers, so we're going to fire both triggers at once. Just, I figure it's a 40-gauge. You got it there?
Yep. Quite the kick.
That was close.
Good. 762. Entry wound. Exit wound. Poop.
So how was it?
That's what it sounded like.
Beyond my belief and then some. It was beautiful is what it was.
In those days.
It's stunning.
Yep.
The most fun I think I've had out here yet.
Yeah, and then some. Tell you what, I can't believe how much we had to go through to make it possible, but it was all just definitely worth it.
Look how it's going.
Okay, let's keep this ball baby rolling.
Welcome, one and all, in here.
So somebody take a picture of me and Lenny?
Yeah, I'm right now.
Kissing on Lenny.
A couple or three people are going to get wet, but it's fine.
You know, here's one.
Wow.
Somebody here, take my goddamn phone.
It's the least I'll see if you could do.
That's right.
Hyperspike.
How deep is it right there, Paul?
Probably about 2 feet. It's not going to fit super well.
No. Yeah, it's old school in the upper.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yes. Great shot.
Green rocks. Enough rocks, you think?
You got an empty bottle of Jack Daniels or one with one swig? Actually, before I do that, let me back up a little bit. Back up for the whole boat.
Are
you with the press? And it's okay.
Yes.
I don't know if I put one of these off right here.
Why not?
No, right here. That's the widest one.
I don't get shot.
Five years ago, and like everybody left. As soon as they saw me, I walked right to the front of the stage, and that's exactly how he fucking looks.
Okay, ready, and action. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cut.
any coffee, so you go with the beer. Same thing.
It's just like coffee.
Yeah, I'm doing it too, man.
Beer,
drinking them
coffee, pot, what's the difference?
Super you're not. Water. Have you seen this before?
Yeah.
You're not. It's got some funny stuff. I have my glasses on right now. But
what's
this? This is an arrogant. This is an aggressive beer. You probably won't like it. It's quite doubtful that you have the taste or sophistication to be able to appreciate. And
the
eyesight
to read the label.
Yeah, I know. It's really bad. This is an eye exercise I'm going through now because I can't
do it better than I could.
Why is it
going
to be tired?
I don't think I could do
this
that.
Quality and depth. We would suggest that you stick to a safer and more familiar territory. Maybe something with a multi-million dollar ad campaign aimed at convincing you it's made in a little brewery, or one that implies that their tasteless, fizzy, yellow fucking beer will give you more sex appeal. Perhaps you think multi-million dollar ad campaigns make a beer taste better. Perhaps you are mouthing your words as you read this.
You fucking arrogant bastard! You fucking arrogant bastard, you! You're probably sitting about it.
Okay, we're going to go again.
It's a fucking good beer. 7.2%
for everybody.
Can't believe this.
We got gloves.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, you're doing
this. Here you go.
Back over to our elevators. Doors.
The supply to the baby tunas is polluting our glaciers, which feed water to our drinking system and our oceans. And it's raining the hot and
whales. Why don't you pipe down, you punk? Why don't you get a job like everybody else?
Hey.
There are no gods.
You're gonna be on the show.
Hey, I was just having fun with the lady here.
Hey, thank you.
You want me?
Thank you very much. And listen, if you're into free love, you can go back to my commune and I'll expose my
practice.
Our first topic is.
Unless you mind.
Do as you please, I don't care. I wonder what I.
Well, anyway, this show that I'm going to do.
Jack!
What is it about?
They're nice. I like nice things. The silence pleases me.
Okay, well, we don't have
any answers. Consider any excuse unacceptable, short of your being detained by visitors from outer space.
No, more like an insect. Long face, thin, not human. I don't recall them being human. So, what's it all about?
Bring the world of normal stupidities. Will an empire so brilliant, so glorious, will be the envy of the whole planet.
We do not trade in fantasy and pipe dreams.
Well, we're all space cadets here, so what the heck? You have to make the best of it.
This isn't a joke. These beings are real. I mean, even if we don't know what that means.
Unless we'll wait. Is that what you mean? Must be aware.
It's somewhere in between. That's why I live here.
What about that lady who called the radio show and you put her on hold and she went out and called the bus?
Well, I don't know.
What about that?
don't know if you can blame that on the show.
I hate elevator music too.
You currently have the goodness to admit that you're able to be my thoughts, that my spaceship crashed on the planet Venus, and this is Venus, and you are an alien.
You have the only girl that can invade in my mind. It's making me go to Earth. It's the only Earth. It's all a demonic. It's not a collusion. This is not a...
We have seen the future, and it ain't pretty.
You didn't get me away from your soul, good night. It's not as bad as that.
It's news to America. You don't like the news? Make your own.
What did that mean?
Objection. He said, what a waste. Too bad you didn't have day on the show.
You keep me a child.
He said, what we really needed was for somebody to die on the air.
People are tired of hearing nothing but doom and despair on the radio.
It's coming to a new order of things. There's too much talk that's going on in this country. I feel like concessions have been made. What the American people need is an iron hand.
In the name of the dead, I accuse you of avoiding your duty as a human being.
I accuse you of collecting too many ancient spike junk records.
Neglecting your duty to be happy, of living under invasion and subject to self resignation. You should be sentenced to death. You will be sentenced to solitude. The worst and the most frightening.
Why is it so important that you want to contact the governments of our Earth? Because all you of Earth are idiots. Now you just hold on, Buster.
Like meeting people, having fun, making money, learn by doing, just like on-the-job training.
You're not in league with Satan, are you?
No.
This is the age of the non-instant, the glorification of the nobody, as long as we're victims. What makes them worthy of a $10 million eulogy on film? Murder, madness, suicide. That's what stars are made of today.
And they always say, well then, why do you do it? Oh, we stay up and listen to your show. It's weird. Yeah, I don't recommend that most people listen to it. And they always say,
I don't know, it sounds like it's coming from everywhere.
I think the sound came up from somewhere down below, up through the ventilation system, and echoed through the whole house. They probably had another tape recorder stashed somewhere. I have a feeling this whole place is rigged for stereo. Maybe the largest collection of sound effects tapes in the world.
And never trust a man whose eyebrows meet bedtime.
Is this some kind of a joke?
You're talking to a hologram.
You better learn this isn't any high school player. This is a rat race.
You speak in plenty. You will be possessed by all of the devils in hell.
Ridiculous. Transforming it into a wasteland of terror.
Would you mind telling me something kind of personal?
You know, one ex-club member to another.
Like what?
Let me just wear on.
All of a sudden. You'll think I'm crazy, Charlie. There's a sound I heard. Clubhouses couldn't do it. Drunk tanks. Losing my health and my girl. It's a sound that made me quit. As I was lying there in the gutter, where you saw me, it kept coming at me like an animal.
Tell Lucas to lock all the doors.
It's downtown dogs. It's to destroy us all.
Yes?
Listen to me.
Thank you. them, Pumpkin Pie. Hey, you get him. Right over here. Thank you. You get him.
Envision yourself a glad on the soft, deep green of the
Look at the parking storm in here, ladies.
Sure, you've been ripped off.
40 minutes of noise for $3.
What?
You paid how much for this? Oh, you could be listening to the radio for free, loser! To famous people who can play music, not just fart noises and boop boops.
Some kind of b-hole.
There's a bunch of jerk butts that ran out of the Midwest for...
Oh, look, he's fart.
Operators are standing by.
The vortex is almost twice the size. It started pulling up surface matter.
If we don't stop this thing soon, the whole damn planet's in trouble.
Whoa, cool!
She was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Replay the probe. It's like a gigantic vacuum sucking everything into it.
Their magic, their power, their potential to benefit mankind is enormous. Disease, plague, famine, all the evils of the world can be relegated to the pages of history. They are our greatest resource. They can determine the future of the universe.
It's nearly 4:30.
All now, our operators are standing by.
Say, isn't that Atomic City over there where they're doing all that research?
Can you imagine anyone calling at a time like this?
Are you sure it was the Navy, General?
I'm positive. I just talked to them over that phone. They wanted to know what time it was.
That's impossible. What's my target?
10, 9, 8. Hello? Hello? 5, 4. Target! Target! 2, 1.
First humans he's taken on board.
Then what is he?
I didn't ask.
Listen to me, Huzzling Evidence Radio Show.
The ship is alive! It's a seething malignant presence and a hate-on! Don't you believe me? It's alive! It clarified! I saw it! Only I have the power to control it.
What's he talking about?
You're on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Stop it! He's not worthy of your attention.
Well, none of them are worthy of my attention, are they? I mean, all this whispering and muttering.
How have you been, Signora?
You are a first-class bore.
Does this shock you, my dear? That's wonderful.
We're self-heads. We turn ourselves on.
I like it. I can't think. Whenever I try, it's a mess. Who can fall to pieces? I exist. That's hard enough.
Ignition.
Look in your rearview mirror and say goodbye to Mars.
Roger, mission control.
Looks like smooth sailing from here on in.
Bob, what if you see it right there? Captain, call NORAD.
Could we have this tape for a copy?
You guys couldn't get out of here with a coffee cup.
Sorry, I can't offer you anything, but everything we have around here is radioactive.
I brought you Ganymede.
I gotta have something. Feels like red-hot pokers in both my eyes.
Did somebody just make a big crash, or was that on the air?
What happens if I pull this other switch?
Wait, don't do it.
You know, don't look at it as a dick suck.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks anyway. Go away. Leave us alone. Send us some money or we'll never talk to you again. Okay, I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. Bob's gonna take my wallet from me.
It's not enough.
Yeah, I'm gonna give my dollars to Bob. Bob said that he'd take away my slack unless I gave him all my dreams.
Halves of pairs of sorts.
Magic? Is it magic? It's easy. Let's see.